Andy Twigg.
BBC Radio Derby.
So England's lockdown restrictions became law in the early hours of this morning with the clear message, stay at home. Throughout lockdown back in March, we were inspired here in Derby, Derbyshire and East Staffordshire by the numbers of community groups and residents who went the extra mile to support those of us in need. It's support that hasn't stopped, and now with the country once again in strict lockdown restrictions, they'll be needed more than ever once again. It's been a whirlwind 10 months for one organisation which started in response to the pandemic. Buxton Street by Street, formed to give COVID-19 support to all 307 streets in Buxton, and they've gone from strength to strength, and Anna Watson is part of the group. Hello and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Andy, and Happy New Year to you too.
Tell us about the support that you offer to Buxton then. This sounds great.
Well, we are presently obviously responding to the news of the new lockdown, and obviously that's started at midnight, so we are back in full swing, and we've got some new volunteers that have signed up, started to say they'd like to help. Over the last few months we've done all sorts of things. Over the Christmas period, for example, we were involved in a reverse Santa with Buxton Lions to ensure that families...
A reverse Santa? Reverse Santa?
Well, gifts are instead of...
He receives presents rather than gives them, I see!
So there were gifts that were sent out with some of our volunteer drivers that actually delivered gifts to families who needed them in Buxton. We are involved in free school meal deliveries over the October half term, but now we're also in contact with schools for children in obviously that are at home that qualify for free school meals. So now we're helping those families too. We're involved in the paperwork packs as well to help children study from home and IT equipment. We support with food bank referrals. We've got all sorts of offshoot organisations.
Is there anything that you don't do? I think it's probably easier to say the things you don't do. You sound like you've had a busy old year.
I'm definitely not a kickboxing grandma, but I am a grandma. So that's one thing that we're not involved in at the moment.
Right. You've joined together with another organisation to increase the support that you can offer. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So Connects Community Support in Buxton. We were invited by Jill Geddes, the CEO there, in the summer to speak to them about potentially joining forces, because the volunteer base we had and have was so strong and thriving that they said we'd like to, you know, work with you all. They are predominantly a volunteer organisation. And they provide a range of services such as befriending, home from hospital care, transport in the community. And what we wanted to do was try and harness the power of the volunteers we had, and also be able to offer through our channels of Buxton Street by Street further support services to those who needed it.
Have you been surprised by how much people have come to you for help?
Yeah, obviously through the first lockdown, and then we had the second, we had people asking for a range of things. Mainly for us, we've found it's been a case of the families that have, been furloughed, and then the payments dropped, didn't they, to a lower level, 60%. And then we've had, obviously, people become unemployed and unable to earn supplementary income through, you know, gigging or other types of income that they may have had before. We've had people who are in need of food and, you know, that sort of thing, and isolating people as well who've needed dog walking. Still, we've had shoppers going out to help neighbours as well.
Are you expecting yeah, we're in lockdown three now. We're only a few hours officially. Mm. We're a few hours into it, aren't we? 8 hours into it. Mm. Are you expecting a surge then in the next coming, few weeks?
Yeah, without a doubt, there's going to be an increased demand. We are at the moment in negotiations with a local businesswoman, Kaz Kidd, who has developed an idea called the Breadline. And the Breadline is in progress, actually being launched and formed, which is going to be a small grant offer to families who just can't put the lights on, who there are little tiny amounts of money that they need just to keep warm. So that's all at the moment being worked through with Caitlin Bisknell, Claire Mitchell and myself, and also obviously Connects are taking that on. So we're really grateful that Connects are such a flexible and responsive organisation that we can work with and develop new initiatives.
Just before we go, your work hasn't gone unnoticed, has it? You've had a grant to continue, haven't you?
Yeah, Connects. We wanted to formalise ourselves. We were a grassroots organisation, and as such, we weren't covered by policies and the procedures that keep us all safe, really. So we also needed, help with infrastructure side of things, and Connects and a longevity, really, into what we knew was going to be a continued tumultuous period before we have, the immunisation coverage, and that was at the time nowhere on the horizon, in fact, in sort of spring and summer when we were thinking about joining forces with Connects. So the National Lottery granted us £35,000 to continue. Wow. Into 6 months. So we're this evening going to be talking again with Debbie from Connects, and we're going to be looking at how we look at continuation funding. But there's things like it. We've also got a community allotment that we're developing as well locally. So we're trying to keep things very much on the ground in Buxton.
It certainly sounds like it. Yeah, fantastic work you've been doing. I'm just reading on the notes here. 2,000 food parcels, help 300 families. You're doing a great job. Anna, thank you ever so much for coming on and sparing us your time today. Send my regards and love to Buxton. I've got I used to stand the market there in winter. It's not the warmest place. Anna Watson from Buxton Street by Street. BBC Radio Derby, it's 8:15.